Police, New Orleans mother posts video on Instagram after allegedly stabbing 4-year-old to death, 2-year-old in critical condition. By Ethan Lechtman on August 9, 2022. A New Orleans mother has been arrested for allegedly stabbing her 2 children, killing her 4-year-old daughter while her 2-year-old son is in critical condition, police say. Janie Podesilos, 31, was charged with second-degree murder, attempted murder, and second-degree cruelty to a juvenile on Sunday, according to the New Orleans Police Department, NOPD. Police responded to a report of a stabbing at 11 a.m. on Sunday on the 3100 block of Law Street, and upon arrival, discovered that 2 toddlers were already being transported to hospital in a vehicle by Paris Roberts, the father. The 2-year-old boy is currently in critical condition, while the 4-year-old girl was pronounced dead at the hospital. According to Fox 8, surveillance footage of the house shows what is believed to be Roberts arriving in a pickup truck and running into the house. The father is later seen running out with the 2 injured children and placing them into the truck. Police also noted another chilling video of Podesilos wearing a blood-stained white shirt that she posted onto Instagram supposedly after the alleged attack, NOLA.com reported. "I'm done. My children are dead. I'm done. I'm done with life," Podesilos said in the now-deleted video. She was later booked into the Orleans Justice Center on Sunday. Court filings show that Podesilos and Roberts were in a custody fight for their children, with the father saying she was not stable or providing a healthy environment for the kids, NOLA.com noted. Podesilos also allegedly barred Roberts from seeing the children. New Orleans is currently the murder capital of the nation so far this year, with a murder rate of 36.8 per 100,000 people as of June 30th. With Baltimore coming in second at a rate of 29.8 per 100,000 people. While data compiled from the list is incomplete due to incomplete crime reporting from other cities, New Orleans is still on track to have its deadliest year since Hurricane Katrina in 2005. You can follow Ethan Lechtman on Twitter at @EthanLechtman.